show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
How do I get home?
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama, the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. This is the show for October 1st, 2007. I'm Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I am tired. I don't know about you, but I'm whooped.
It's been a long week.
It has been a long week. It started last week on Monday, and it's been nonstop since.
I'm tired, too. My brain is kind of in a fog.
Yeah.
Looking forward to going home. We just wanted to do this wrap-up for the week. We also have some food, the long-awaited cookies from Charles Stell.
Now, what's the half-life on these?
I don't know. These are little ginger snaps that Charles Stell had run through his laser engraver.
Let me show the camera.
Okay.
Here you go. Can you see the...
Wow, Craig, you got nice cookies.
Yeah, baby.
Keep your hands off my cookies. And we have some chocolates from Avner Braverman in Israel.
Yes, that was a nice surprise to run into Avner. And we got a whole list of other people we'll run down in a minute.
Yeah. But we've got a whole list of things that we've been up to since we last talked to you. And I apologize if some of this is a review. If this is your first time listening to Technorama, I do want to remind you this is a special show. We've just finished up the weekend with the Podcast and New Media Expo and a long trip in front of that. Our normal show format is on hiatus. We will be returning to it on the next show.
Next week.
Yeah. In 1 week.
And
we'll have our regular segments, the Geek Library, Hacks and Strange Stories, Media Corner, and all of that with a lot of fun. If this is your first time listening, if you're a returning listener, welcome back. We want to thank you for your time. We'll have on this day in tech history next week. Apparently nothing happened in tech history this week.
No, actually, a lot happened for us.
First, I want to try one of these cookies.
Wait a minute. Let me expose my cookies.
I've got the one that says Chuck Tomasi, Craig Stepp, and has a picture of a microphone on it.
Now, you're going to eat the Craig Stepp part first or mine?
I'm taking a sniff. It smells like a ginger snap that.
Now, where have these been? Where have these been since you sent them to us?
In my freezer.
Oh, they've been in your freezer. All of them.
Yeah. No, just mine.
Wait a minute. Here you go. Here's a sniff test.
Okay.
Hmm.
The ginger still snaps.
Oh, a tooth.
A fingernail.
For those of you wanting to know, I did bite off the Chuck Tomasi part first.
And I bit off the Craig Stepp. I wasn't watching. Wait, let's see if they match up.
Yeah.
Very close. That was really weird. Good cookie, but I need my bottle of water.
I got Diet Coke.
How old is that?
I don't know. I'm not even sure it's mine.
All right. I got to try to trip over nothing here. Get back to the microphone. I'm kind of in this web of wires, which we used to do in the old days before I knew how to run a mixer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Monday, we arrived in San Francisco. Craig got there a little bit before me, so he had to find some things to do.
Yeah, it was a little boring. But, you know, it didn't matter. It all worked out.
We stayed at the Regency Inn in San Bruno. When in San Bruno, don't forget to stay. No, please.
Avoid.
Unless you have an absolute need. This is not the Ritz. Now, we were just looking for a place to crash for a few days and didn't realize the neighborhood we were in. It was a little off the beaten path. Yeah. I wouldn't want to go walking out at night, but... We were picked up Monday night by Rev Tim from the Rev Tim podcast.
That's right.
He drove us back to Oakland, and we watched Heroes with his family.
That's right. And we had a great time. The family was awesome. They made pizza. Handmade pizza.
Ginger, you made an awesome pizza. Thank you very much. And Tim, thank you for your hospitality. Great family. His son was recently married, so we got to meet his son and his new daughter-in-law. That was very gracious of him. Tuesday, my brother Paul came down from Sacramento with his family. Mm-hmm. His wife Amy and his two boys, Dominic, who is about 18 months now, and their newest son, Joseph Paul, who's about a month and a half, six weeks.
Yep.
So he's on paternity leave, goes back, I believe, the 1st.
The son?
No, Paul, my brother.
Okay.
And
he's the reason. Oh, he's the reason the paternity leave.
You can't tell my voice is a little hoarse because I've been...
Basically, oh, I've got something to tell you about that in a minute.
Telling the same stories over and over this weekend. It's been great. And the one funny thing that I noticed that is a lot of the conversations, they start out with podcasting, but somehow we always migrated to work and program. I ran into a lot of people that I know are podcasters, mm-hmm. but then I find out, you know, they're web developers
yep.
or they're IT managers.
Yeah, they don't podcast for full time.
No.
Yeah.
But I never knew what their real job was.
Right.
And it was interesting to now get to that point.
Well, what was the oddest job position that you heard of? Do you know? Was there really one?
No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
A lot of the people that I talked to were just plain geeks.
Yeah.
So, potential listeners.
There was a theme there this week.
There was. Paul and Amy, we had lunch with them, spent a nice time. They had to get going in the mid-afternoon so they wouldn't hit the rush hour traffic through the big cities. Mm-hmm. And then Tuesday night, we went into San Francisco for our meetup and photo walking.
Yes, and that was total fun.
Got to meet people like Tom Pose.
That's right.
It was funny. We were sitting up in the balcony of the 21st Amendment. Oh, I did ask for watermelon wheat. This is for Dave G. in Milwaukee. He said, mm-hmm. if you're going to the 21st Amendment, make sure you get watermelon wheat. I asked the lady at the bar. She said, we're fresh out. I looked through the window into the little microbrewery, and there were boxes of watermelon. I said, better get to work.
Let's go stomp on them.
So I apologize, Dave. No watermelon wheat this year.
And, you know, I was so looking forward to that because, you know, I am a fan of wheat beer. But here again, they were totally out. And what else was there? They were out of some. Oh, the gentleman that we were told to ask for was also out.
Sean.
Yeah, maybe he stole the watermelon wheat and took off.
To get with his drinking buddies, whatever it was. Had a great meetup, a lot of fun. It was funny because Tom walked in and Martin McKay was there. Thank you very much for shuttling us around.
Yeah, Martin was fantastic.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. Can't say enough about him because he came around, picked us up. We didn't have any wheels.
We were bumming rides till Thursday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we're sitting up in the balcony and Martin goes, that guy that just walked in, I mean, this was like a television show where the camera angle comes way down on the receptionist across the busy bar.
Yeah.
And he goes, he looks like he should be with us. Sure enough, Craig's walking downstairs to go tell the greeter that we're having a meetup upstairs. Because we didn't have a sign or anything. How are people supposed to know?
Yeah, we left the banner at home.
Yeah.
The Technorama banner.
We were just going to hang Craig over the balcony.
Yeah. But management wouldn't have at it.
It would have fallen into the salad bar. Not hygienically safe.
Yeah.
And sure enough, we're walking by and the guy stops Craig and comes on. It was Tom Poe, so it was good to meet him.
Yep.
A little later, in came...
Thomas Hawk.
Who's Thomas Hawk for the people me who didn't know prior to Tuesday?
Yeah. Well, you know, Thomas Hawk, he's appeared on Robert Scoble's show. They have a photo walking series where they go somewhere kind of as a theme and they go around shooting and talking. Shooting photography, and he's done, I think, about 10 or 11 of those, and I think he's going to be branching out into having his own video feed off PodTech. And anyway, so they do meetups, and these are Thomas Hawk and other photographers that hang out on Flickr. Flickr originally, but Zoomer now, Zoomr, and it was a lot of fun to catch up with them and walk around and see side of San Francisco that we haven't seen before.
That was a lot of fun. We even got into a row with a homeless guy. Or he claimed he was homeless.
Yeah, that was a little weird. Wait.
All kinds of it. Lots of stories, lots of pictures. Craig already has his up on Zoomer. I'm a little slow. My internet connection has not been working well for me. But I will get those pictures up there. Funny enough, I had the camera on autofocus a lot of the time. I do not have a lot of nighttime equipment. Craig's got the nice 50mm lens with 1.8. So a lot of what I took just was garbage.
No. You can always do something with it.
I wound up taking pictures of other people taking pictures because I can't take a picture of the subject matter they were taking pictures of. I was taking.
Well, sometimes that was kind of fun in itself.
So it was great meeting people like Karen and Kelly and Thomas and the whole crew that came along. There were probably, what, eight of us, seven or eight of us, 8 to 10.
Yeah, that
were walking around taking pictures. We walked down, we got a few pictures of the Bay Bridge, and then we went back. We took a picture of the Coca-Cola sign, a whole bunch of stuff. It was a lot of fun there. Wednesday was our big day at the Computer History Museum.
Oh, wasn't it?
Yeah. We were a little late because of traffic and whatnot, and, yeah. And we got there. Our caveat was if this turns out to be some 18-year-old kid, we're leaving because, you know, how much can an 18-year-old kid tell about computer history?
Yeah, I totally told Chuck, if we get somebody younger than us, I'm walking out of here.
We won't do a complete recap, but I do want to give a special thank you to Stan Seeler, who was our docent, the tour guide who took us around, did an awesome job.
He did. And he was fantastic.
And, of course, Robert Stetson, the director there who set this whole thing up.
Mm-hmm.
If you happen to be in the Mountain View, California area, stop by the Computer History Museum. I highly recommend it. It's just a great time.
And if Chuck's word's not enough, we got video proof that it is worth going to the Computer History Museum.
We will have a video short clip, and we're going to embed this in the live show that we did. We'll get to that in a minute, but we do have a short video clip. It's not a tour. It's a fun look. It's a Technorama look at the Computer History Museum.
Technorama educational look at the Computer History Museum.
Right. So look forward to the video coming down the feed on that. Thursday was a road trip for the ages. Craig and I hopped in the hoopty early in the morning.
Yeah, right.
Got in the car early in the morning, left the San Francisco area, said goodbye to the San Bruno Regency Inn.
Here's the obligatory Indiana Jones map. Da, 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 da. You know where the red line went going in California.
Traveled for a few hours, got down to Paramount Farms to see Will, the computer guy, who was going to give us a tour of the pistachio/almond farm. And it is pistachio harvest season.
Yes, very much so. There were so many nuts there, I couldn't count them all.
Enough with the nut jokes. They'll get that. We have a ton of audio from that. We're going to be releasing that probably so much so that, like the Computer History Museum, it'll be a series of specials because it's just we don't want to inundate you with 2.5 hours of the pistachio tour. It was fascinating, but we do need to clean up some stuff. Lots of interesting sights and sounds and information there. Thank you very much to Will, the computer guy, for that. As we were driving down, we also recorded a little bit of audio for you, which is another special coming up. This is our radio Mystery Science Theater version of Star Trek The Wrath of Khan.
This is MST 4K.
Oh, yeah. Good I am.
Yeah.
Or 3K1.
.2. 2.0.
R2. MST 3K1 R2. Patch level 3097.
Yeah. Beta.
We were having a discussion, and Craig said, you know, I think Star Trek Wrath of Khan was the greatest sequel ever.
Yeah.
I said, well, Empire Strikes Back is right up there with us. And I'm sure all the listeners are going to have their own opinion of great sequels.
But not to mention, I did agree with that as well. Yeah. So, you know, okay.
Well, turns out that I've got Wrath of Khan on my video iPod.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't going to listen. I mean, we were going to watch the video while we were in the car. That'd be too dangerous. But we know the movie well enough, you can picture all the scenes in your head. So we played the audio only through the iTrip over the radio. And about 3 minutes into it, we realized we were making all these smart aleck comments.
Imagine that.
Yeah, who knows. So we set up Craig's Zoom H2 and we recorded it. And lo and behold, the audio came out pretty good. You can hear the lines from the movie. You can hear us smart mouthing. And about 50 minutes of it, and from just past the Kobayashi Maru thing, I think they were at Kirk's birthday presentation where he gets his glasses and things, all the way up to, hello, Kirk, my old friend.
Yeah.
You know, they finished out that scene where they, you know, supposedly turn over the Genesis code and get ripped apart and all that kind of stuff. So that was a lot of fun. We'll have that coming up. It's just a fun thing. We're going to hang out there again. We're not. You don't have to listen to it. If you laugh, you laugh. T. Morris suggested that we submit that to Christiana Ellis.
Yeah.
She's got a show, apparently, that does that. Let's watch a movie, or hey, let's watch a movie, something like that.
Yeah, it's something like that. I'm going to find out more about that, because that sounds exactly like something we'd enjoy.
Oh, yeah. You think? Yeah. If it's a movie we've seen, that'd be even better.
Yeah.
And then when we got down, we obviously hit the LA traffic right around rush hour, and nobody told us how the secret way to get around. So we followed the GPS's instructions.
Yeah, they didn't give us the decoder ring for California traffic patterns.
But we got here, what, about 6:30 p.m.?
Yeah, something like that.
And hooked up with Victor Cahiao, Adam Christensen, Douglas E. Welch, a few people. Had a nice little evening roundtable get-together. Michael Ozan was there from Manager Tools. I think half the people in that room of 10 had iPhones.
Yeah, I need to give Michael Ozan some feedback.
Ozan.
Ozan. What?
Ozan.
Why do I keep Ozan? Well, look at it.
Ozan.
Okay, Ozan. But I need to give him some feedback. He left without him saying anything to us.
Hey, before we get into our... Friday. Let's try some of these chocolates from Avner. They look good. Yeah. It's a little metal tin, about 2 inches high, 2 inches round, 2 inches square. And I have no idea what's in here. It looks like a picture of Richard Vobes on the canister.
Yeah, what is this?
Max Brenner. Chocolate by the Bald Man, it says.
Max Headroom's evil brother.
And these are little chocolate squares. I don't know what's in them.
Hold on.
You got one? Come on, it's melting in my hand.
Is it?
They have little... looks like little marijuana leaves on them.
Hey, thanks, hey. Abner.
Hey, these are great. They make me hungry. And
like fudge.
It's soft. Mm-hmm. There's a little crunch in there. I don't know what that is. Could be crickets.
It's the pot.
Wow, we should put these in a refrigerator or something. They're soft.
Mm.
What do you think?
I like it.
That's a rich chocolate.
It is. It's like I said, it's almost like fudge.
Even the picture on the can looks like pot. What's up with that?
I wouldn't know.
And, of course, all the ingredients and nutritional information are in Hebrew.
Well, he actually read them to me.
What did it say?
It said chocolate. Something like
580
that.
580 calories. 565. Wow. Yeah. That's good. You know, everybody's chocolate outside the U.S., for milk chocolate anyway, is much better than the U.S. chocolate.
Yeah. Thank you.
Abner.
No, Abner and Philip from Australia.
Oh, Philip brought us some treats, too. That was delicious.
And what's funny about Philip is I actually saw him in my hometown, and then I see him out here, and then I'm going to hear about him on several of the podcasts, like Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm sure he'll make it.
Oh, yeah. It's a couple weeks, I think.
Yeah, it's the Philip from Australia 2007 tour.
Road tour. Yeah. He's making the rounds. But, you know, he is a personality in his own right. All right, Friday.
Wait a minute. I got to eat another chocolate. Oh, look at there.
The three stuck together. You're going to be overdosing.
There you go.
I hope somebody doesn't come in here and bust us up and make us take drug tests.
Hey, hey.
Really, Ossifer? It was just chocolate. Friday, we had our live show to deal with. Friday night, we did a live show.
Oh, Dr. my gosh.
Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Floyd does a live show at every podcast expo. Great time. He involves the audience. They have a scripted show, and it comes out as a special release later. He had Frank Conniff, TV's Frank, from MST3K.
Push the button, Frank.
I got him to sign my MST3K shirt.
Yes, you did.
Last week while I was cleaning out my wardrobe.
Wait, first off, the comment was, I haven't seen one of those in years.
Yeah, thanks. We only made the white ones for like a year or two. Yikes.
In 88.
I am a Misty. 2356 is my number. And he signed a punch card for me last year, but this year he did the t-shirt. I was cleaning out my wardrobe a couple weeks ago. I got rid of about 75% of my clothes, and most of it was t-shirts. But I could not throw out my MST3K t-shirt.
Vendor wear shirts, too?
I didn't know he was going to be there, but I kept it just in case. And sure enough, Grant told me that he'd be there. I brought it. He signed it, so that's kind of cool. I've got a TV's Frank signed MST shirt.
That is cool. And he's a nice guy. Yeah, very, very accommodating.
We spent a lot of the day prepping for the show. We had to fix up the video a little bit from the Computer History Museum.
From our focus group.
We did. We had a few beta testers and got some great feedback.
Yeah.
And we addressed that. And this
is the video from the Computer History Museum.
Right.
I started looking at it, and we were like, well, let's get a couple people to watch it. So we got, who we got?
Philip.
Philip and Marv.
And I think Kevin Devin looked at it also.
Yeah.
And didn't Will Shattuck also look at it?
He did. So that was our focus group. It spread out all over the internet. And
we won't give all the secrets of what we fixed.
No.
It's probably not that important.
No, because it's like awesome now.
But the audio level on a couple of clips did need to come up.
Mm-hmm.
And we took care of that in creative ways.
Yeah. Watch and see.
Watch and see. The prepping continued. We had to make sure we had all the rules and things down for our game show.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of concocted the idea, put a good spin on it Tuesday or Wednesday morning at the IHOP in San Bruno,
yep.
And then came down here and just finished out all the rules. I did. I brought a blazer, white shirt, tie, and slack. So
I was dressed for work.
And that I was.
You were the best dressed podcaster there.
Thursday, Friday at least.
Yeah.
And Craig had his Hulk shirt on.
Yeah.
So it was a great dichotomy.
I know. I think people thought I was more like the help for the show instead of part of the show. But
one thing I found interesting is I did not take a lot of pictures. I think the first expo, it was all like, there's Adam Christensen. Click, 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 click.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, there's Leo Laporte. Click, 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 click. And I probably took 900 pictures. Last year, it was probably 400 pictures.
Right.
And this year, I think I probably took 30. And
I've
already, and you know, these people are like, hey, Evo.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Not that it was any less entertaining or fun, but...
Well, in all fairness, we do talk to each other online all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it was cool to see him in person, but it was like Twitter. It's like, hey, how's it going? Da-da-da-da-da. You know, it's like Twitter in real life.
So Dr. Floyd does his live show. It was a great time. Frank was up there, Maura Quirk, doing chips. You know, the whole gang. They had a couple of the kids doing sound effects and then holding up the signs and things. They did have some audio problems. One of the microphones, one of the wireless mics, had a battery problem.
Oh, my gosh.
So we got that repaired.
Thanks, Mer Lafferty.
Thank you, Mer Lafferty. We forgot her on our thank you list, so there you go. And I was running the board. I did bring my mixer so we could record at San Bruno on Tuesday, and we also had an interview here, which we'll get to in a bit. I brought my board because we needed more mic inputs than Victor's would supply. And even they rented amps and things, which mm-hmm. had a mixer, still only had four inputs.
Yeah, what's
that
up with that?
That been a challenge. A lot of stories there. So then it was our turn. Mm-hmm. We did a little shifting around of microphones and things.
Yeah, after they drug us out of the corner as we were in our fetal position.
we will have video and full audio for the game show. But prior to the game show, we showed our video. But prior to the video...
Why don't you start first?
Okay.
What we did?
I'm doing a reverse cascaded order, okay? Pop the stack, will
okay,
you? Pop,
right.
Pop, push, push, push.
You're right.
Programmer joke.
Yeah. Ha, ha, ha.
Want me to tell you about the linked list?
Got an associated array. Come on.
The pointer's connected to the next record. The pointer's connected to the next record. The pointer's connected. All right. Enough of that. We have one listener laughing right now.
I know.
That's funny.
And it's me.
Oh! All right. Big announcement.
Yes.
T. Morris got up on stage and said, Wiley Publishing has given us the green light for second edition of Podcasting for Dummies.
Yay.
Yay. So it needs an update. It needs a refresh. It originally came out, 2 years ago, just prior to the PME, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs some updates. iTunes had just come out. And a lot of things have changed. And he sat me down earlier in the day and asked me all this. So this was the official hoopla. We got an exclusive press release. We have an official press release coming out, but this was the unofficial grab the mic, do it. He said, Evoterra, whom many know, has sort of dropped off the podcast scene, except for Podio Books. He's still running that quite vigorously. He's not involved with Slice of Sci-Fi and Wingin' It and all that kind of stuff. And he is not available to update this book. So T was looking for another co-author. And he asked me to be the co-author. We went through the schedules and whatnot and said, yes, that's cool. So I am the official co-author of the second edition of Podcasting for Dummies.
And congratulations, because it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Thank you very much. I feel very, very blessed and fortunate, because it's not an aggressive book schedule. I mean, I've heard authors say, I've had 90 days to crank this out from scratch to finished product.
Sure.
We have 6 months, and this is a refresh. Some people claw and scratch to get their name on a book,
so that
and
means
I'm
you can,
offered this.
So you can go fix T. Morris's errors.
Right. Well, T is, to be fair, the partnership is T is going to handle a lot of the performance stuff, and I'm going to handle a lot of the technical stuff. They did not put a lot of things in like WordPress and wikis and blogs.
Oh, and see,
a lot
of that's
time.
Even come more to the forefront, because a lot of podcasters do use WordPress and PodPress.
Oh, yeah.
And some of that didn't even really exist. PodPress,
right.
I don't think, was around.
And if you're offering a dummies book, holy cow, you want to use PodPress, right? That's one of the first things you recommend.
Duh.
So that, speaking of PodPress, we met Dan.
Yeah, Dan, who the developer for PodPress, he was very nice. And we were all like, hey, how you doing? hey, Dan. Oh, what? Podpressed. You know, yeah. We had to shake his hand.
Bow down, worship him, go, you took all the fun out of this.
Yeah. Took all the fun out of it.
So then we played our video, 9-minute video, the Computer History Museum. Everybody was probably thinking, oh, this is going to be a little walking tour. Here's a Cray, and here's a mainframe, and this is core memory. Oh, no. No, that's not the way we do things at Technorama.
I even saw some eyes roll when we say, we visited the Computer History Museum. Oh, you know, that kind of.
Yes, sir. We had a really good time. It was really well accepted by the crowd. I gotta pop another chocolate.
Mm-hmm. This is good. Give me another chocolate. Professional. Is this going to go into the podcast for dummies? How to eat and podcast at the same time?
That's right.
The smooth silkiness of the chocolate.
Nice sound effects.
Yeah.
We showed the video, and we were really, really worried that this was going to be pulled off right, because we thought it was funny. Now, Craig is even laughing in the video half the time.
Gee.
Imagine that. Laughing at his own jokes.
Yeah. Hey, if I can't crack myself up, what's the point, right?
Yeah, and that's the way I thought it was going to come across. But the people just went nuts. Like, oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah. That was great. The oh, wow factor. Mm-hmm. When people saw this stuff, you'd think it was like an iPhone sitting on a shelf. Like Steve Jobs himself just came and put it in there.
No.
And it's like, oh, it's the Mattel football, you know, and things like that. Yeah. Anyway, things like that. Okay. And people are, oh, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, there was a wow factor. I was very pleased and surprised at some of the things they thought were cool. So, again, I'm kind of pimping the video again. Then we did the game show. And I won't give away the whole thing, but it was sort of a what's my line, if you're familiar with that game show. We had a panel of three people, Victor Cahiao, T. Morris, and Evo Terra. They had their face to the audience. They were up on stage facing the audience. Craig had the projector running a PowerPoint presentation. And three people randomly picked from the audience. I taped Fortran cards under three random seats before the show started. Then the people came in and they sat down. So I said, three of you have cards. They reached under, grabbed their cards, and Philip from Australia came up on stage. The geek on the screen was Thomas Edison. The panel tries to ask a series of 10 yes or no questions to guess who it is. They did not guess it. Philip won a prize. So it was a lot of fun like that. Second, Brian Ibbett from Coverbill comes up.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be Hal 9000. You know, we picked.
Wait a minute.
Three.
I thought you were going to give all this away.
Personalities. Okay, we won't give it all away. We'll save the big yowza for the end. Yeah. The third geek, we won't tell who it is. We had a lot of great fun, a lot of great prizes, and a lot of people complimented. They say, hey, great show. You know, we had one couple last night. We were at one of the podcasting yeah. parties, and they came up and they said, we were just walking by. We missed Dr. Floyd, but we walked in on your show, and we just loved it. Tell us more about Technorama.
Oh, really?
And that's the kind of issues that – or that's the kind of reason why my voice has issues tonight. Yeah. I just said the wrong word.
Yeah.
But we really appreciate the support from the listeners, and you know, if a quarter of the people from the Dr. Floyd show stuck around, I would have been happy. Nearly all of them stuck around.
Yeah, I was very impressed with that, or surprised, I should say.
And that just gave us the energy. The audience was getting into this. Towards the end of Phil's Q&A, I said, okay, panel, do you think you know who this is? And, and Linda Mills from Podcast User Magazine's in the back flipping the light switches on and off to try and clue them in that it was Thomas Edison. They didn't get it. You know, T's about to open his mouth for one of the yes-no questions. Just as his mouth opens up, one of the audience members goes, no! shuts him down right there.
Sadly, what was funny is he looked right at me at first. I was like, no, I didn't.
It was a guy next to Craig. And after the game show, we did tear down. Special thanks to Mad Marv and Steve Rickyberg for helping out.
Many kudos to them two for helping out, because without them, we'd been still trying to set up till today.
That was a good time. Mm-hmm. We thought we were going to be a cable short here or something, and big help.
Wait a minute.
Cookies. You're eating the one with the Chuck Chat logo on it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's half a chicken.
The ginger chicken. Sounds like something you buy at the Chinese store.
Hey, you want ginger chicken? Come on.
Well, you want the ginger chicken?
Hold up.
Okay. Now that we've offended somebody somewhere. We were up until like 3 a.m. We went to the bar at the Marriott till about 1 a.m. Then we went to Steve Holden's room and had just a four-way discussion with you, me, Steve Holden, and Darusha.
Yes.
From the Golden Hammer and
it's beautiful red. Darusha.ca.
Bing, bing. There's a plug. It was a socializing day. Spent a lot of time with the Farpoint guys. We spent a lot of time with Michael Ozan, a great guy.
Yes, he is.
Great guy. Techie. It was fun to kind of know him a little bit better than we had in the past, just through the podcast. Like a lot of these people. Start talking and you go, Doug Kress from Slice of Trivia is a programmer analyst. And he's talking about starting his own podcast. And the discussion turned to work and management and project management and databases.
All kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, I'm wonderful.
I'm on vacation. Let's talk about tech stuff.
This was not a vacation vacation. Yeah, this was a working vacation.
Yeah, it was a little bit of both.
We went out to dinner with the Farpoint crew, a lot of them. I don't think Summer was there, was she? No.
Early
on. We had Brian Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Phil from Australia.
Yep.
You, me, Charles from the WordPress podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He was there. Dan from PodPress. Jeffrey Willereth.
That's right.
And Michael Armenegay. I thought there was one. Did I miss anybody? Anyway, roll call from the dinner last night. Went to Joe's Crab Shack. I had a steak and shrimp. The steak was like shoe leather. I asked for medium, and the thing comes out completely brown and tough. So they took it back and brought me a new one. That was nice of them. It was moderately better the second time.
Moderately better.
Mike and Jeff Farpoint picked up the dinner unexpectedly, which was really nice. Oh, Steve Rickyberg was there last night. That's right. Didn't want to miss him.
Oh, right. Of course.
Yeah. He was with us a good chunk of the time.
Did you say Marv too? Marvin Phillip?
Marv was there last night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right. He was right across the table from me.
Hello.
Like I said, brain in the fog. So if I forget anybody, I apologize. Thank you very much to Farpoint Media for picking up dinner at Joe's Crab Shack. And then we somehow wound up... Oh, we went to the Libsyn party first. We got there. It was supposed to start at, what, 9? We got there at 9:30, and there was like 6 people in there.
Yeah, it was a little light at first.
And 6 people. We thought we were in the wrong place. Steve Rickyberg, Marv, and I walk in, and we're like, are we even in the right place? The pizzas had just been delivered, and there's DJ Steve Boyette, who we had lunch with yesterday.
Yeah, kudos to him, because he sounded great.
He sounded great. He was spinning some mean tunes.
And he had one of those shirts with the meters.
Oh, that front. Is so cool.
He had it off at first, and I was like, hey, dude, turn on your shirt. And everybody's like, ooh.
I think he had that last year, too, I remember.
Did he? Oh, okay.
Yeah. It had like VU meters on it, so it was showing signal intensity and whatnot. It was lit up and everything. It was cool. We walked in there, and then within about 20 minutes, boom, the place was packed. I don't know what just let out, some concert or something. We had left after, about half hour, 45 minutes, talking with various people, and it started to get noisy, even outside on the balcony. And we took off. We headed back up to Victor's place. So it was like a recap of Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Basic same group, and Victor and Adam Christensen went down to the party and came back like 15 minutes later. It had just been busted up. What was funny?
Yeah. What was funny was we saw the people Twittering saying, oh, the cops are here. Everybody's breaking up the party. And a few minutes later, it was like, here's the password to get back in the party. And everybody's tweeting that out.
We're wondering if law enforcement is monitoring Twitter.
Well, I don't know. We didn't hear that they came back.
Last year, they gave him like a couple of warnings, then shut him down. This time, they just walked in and said, shut it down, and Steve killed the music.
Right.
So it was interesting. Today was a little more subdued. It was only about a half day of the convention center floor.
Well, at the end of any convention, you know, they start packing up at the end of the day. So, you know, at the end of the week, end of the weekend, I mean.
Anyway. Our primary mission today was to get an interview. And actually... one of our missions for the whole convention, but didn't know what the schedule was like. A special thanks to Summer Brooks for helping set this idea up and Mike Menengay for pulling it off.
Mm-hmm.
The interview with Dean Haglund.
Yes.
Fellow member of Farpoint Media. He does a podcast called
From the Heart of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. And we had him in the hotel room talking into Craig's mic, wearing his headphones.
Mm.
And it has Dean Love on it. I'll never wash these headphones again.
No. Wait. I gotta say this. All right. Now, Chuck has been explaining our whole week to everybody that wants to listen. So here we go. we sit down to do the interview, and what happens? Chuck goes, "Welcome to Tankarama. Would you like fries with that, sir?"
My voice was shot. I was getting ready to do the opener, much like I start any show. Welcome to Tankarama. I only came out, "Welcome to Tankarama." Oh, my.
I'm going through second puberty.
And Dean just thought that was the funniest thing. I mean, it set the tone for the rest of the interview. It was very lighthearted. He's a great guy. We talked to Dean Haglund, for those of you who don't know, probably best known for his role as Langley on The X-Files, part of the Lone Gunman. And then they got...
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, he's also an inventor, a comedian, and a podcaster. So yes. We talked about each of those in turn. Had a great interview, what, 30, 35 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
We'll clean that up. There was a technical error. I think we had a crackling microphone or lost a channel or something somewhere halfway
through. We were just eating chips.
Yeah. Right. And had a great interview. So that mission, I think we've accomplished everything we set out to do on this trip.
Pretty much, except for going home.
That's what we'll be doing by the time this hits the airwaves.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, since we do have a chat room here that's lively, I'm going to read out the chat room here.
Okie dokie.
Okay. We have Step K. That would be me. Chuck is computerless at the moment. He's had Wi-Fi issues all week.
That's why my audio is coming out so nice, because I'm not trying to do three keyboards and a webcam and everything else at the same time. I can just focus on this one little slider.
Yeah, and the cookies. Anyway, then we have the Technorama Bot, Titanus, Captain Rootbeer, Debroop, NCAF1, K Devin. Hey, Kevin. We got Mark Shepard, Mike King, Missing Intellect, Nightstar. Picard owns what? I don't know. I had to scoop my window open. Hold on a second. Picard owns. Ugh! Kirk.
Picard owns Kirk.
Pones. Rev Tim. Hey, Rev. We got Steven Sumpter. T to the power of two. That's Terminator 2.
T squared. Terminator 2.
T squared. T Elliott, Welch Wright, and
Zahadoom.
Zahadoom.
Ooh, I can do that with my worn out voice. Zahadoom.
Yeah, and how silky smooth it is. Okay. So, there we are. You ready to go home?
Pretty soon. Right. We did have a special thanks to Douglas E. Welch for lunch today.
Yes, thank you, Douglas.
Although our attempt to get lunch was met with some challenges. Victor and T. Morris and I were in one vehicle. Craig and Douglas were in another vehicle. Hey, where do you want to go for lunch? And as we walked through the convention hall, we sort of picked up this crowd of people. Hey, I'm ready for lunch. And a lot of people were leaving. So we had the five of us. We get in the vehicle. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? Oh, let's head over to the Apple store. There's a thing there. That turned into, oh, I got this great Mexican place.
Yep.
Victor knows this great small Mexican place. Felipe's.
It didn't matter.
We drove over to right next to Joe's Crab Shack where we were last night, so everything looked nice and familiar. Actually, just off part of Scenic Route 66, and Felipe's is closed. The door was open, but yep. You know, all that was in there was some drywall buckets, and I yell in there, "Hey, I'd like a burrito!" And nobody answered. It was obviously closed. Yep. He says, "Oh, let's walk down to the Chinese shop." Walk over to the Chinese shop. It's closed.
Yep.
Then we headed over to Round Robin. No. The Chinese shop was closed. Then we walked to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, we went in there. They were packed.
Extreme amount of wait because the football game was going on. They said, "I don't know when we can get you in because the football game is going. A lot of people are just staying here to watch the game." Well, kick them out. They're done eating. They're not paying you anything, are they? We got cash.
We got money.
So we left. It was going to be at least a half hour, and we were all starving, raving lunatics. You know, one of those moments. Tasmanian devil.
Yeah.
So we walked over to Red Robin, and we got, five seats at the bar?
Yeah.
Because that would have been another wait.
Yeah.
And
luckily they had the beer that T was looking for.
Oh, yeah. Pyramid. Yeah. Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen. With the orange, please.
T recorded a nice clip from Mark Shepard. Is he in the chat room? Mark, if you're watching.
Shepard is.
You've got a Fidel Castro clip coming through. Look for that from Victor.
He is healing quite nicely.
Yes, he just got out of the hospital and he has a message for you. And Douglas picked up the bill.
Yes, he did. That was very nice.
It was, you know, the reciprocation this weekend was really great. I picked up the bar tab up in San Francisco, and the thing has been reciprocated with Jeffrey picking up dinner last night, yep. Douglas picking up lunch today. It's really cool how that
worked. It's called good karma.
Oh, funny moment from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch with you and Spence, Philip from Australia, and Steve Boyette.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, that was funny. Ewan would give you this Scottish phrase. I don't know if he was actually speaking words. And Philip would give us the translation. Your wife is lovely. I would like to escort you through the store.
That was hilarious.
That was great. That rounds out our weekend. We're looking to head home. I want to give a special thanks to Steve Rickyberg, a.k.a. Missing in Elect, from geekcred.net.
A.k.a. the Technorama intern.
Yeah, we have an intern. Wish we had a charter bus or a plane to get us out of here faster.
Yeah.
Philip from Australia.
Oh, can't say enough about Philip.
Great guy. Good chocolate.
Yeah.
Mad Marv, who was also very helpful.
Yep, I saw that he just landed.
He did.
Yeah, so he's home.
Is he tweeting or is he chatting or how do we know this?
Tweet is the new black.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So great. Glad he got home safe. Back to Hawaii. He left early this morning. So it took a lot less time for him to get home than to get out here.
Yep.
Matt Beckwith from Pizza Go Here.
Yes. And
him and his wife.
Loads of fun to hang out with.
Yeah. Great time last night. Avner Braverman, who showed up just for the live show, and guess who forgot to bring his prize pack from the History Channel International?
Chuck.
I feel really bad. So I saw
the color leaving Chuck's face when Avner said, did you bring the...
yeah, that was a letdown.
Yeah.
Craig's on the floor, like, fanning me back to consciousness.
Slap. Yeah, bring the smelling salts. He actually, it was a nice pleasure to meet him. Because they, like I said, they made a special trip over here just for this. And we weren't expecting to see him at all.
No, that was great.
Well, one of us wasn't.
He's staying with a friend in L.A.
Yeah.
So I've got a few days to redeem myself.
Yeah.
Mike Menengay for picking up dinner, loaning us the wireless microphones that made the Technorama live show possible. You know, it would have been a really interesting game show. I guess, you know, we had the contestant up on the stage. I was expecting them to greet them in the audience, but there were so many people.
Actually, it was better to have everything there up front. So.
Yeah. But it also meant that I put the camera in the wrong place. We would have been better off with the camera in the back.
Yeah. Who had it in the back to begin with?
I thought we'd have two cameras. One of them walked away. Tim Holm for Monday's celebration, reception.
Family's hospitality.
And he was also at the live show.
Yes, he was.
So he came down for Friday. Summer Brooks for setting up the...
The lovely Summer Brooks. It was
the
fantastic.
Lovely and luscious Summer Brooks. Yeah.
It was awesome to meet Michael and Summer in person because I had not done that before, so it was cool. And Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm. I had not met Jeffrey either. She helped set up the interview with Dean Hagland and really helped out with. She's been helping out behind the scenes on a lot of stuff. By the way, in case anybody hadn't heard. Farpoint Media has entered a new agreement with Podango.
Yes.
We will be leaving Libsyn. What this means to you, the listener, is absolutely nothing.
So why we told you? I don't know.
If there are any technical issues, please, please let us know. As with any transition in technology or podcasting, there may be glitches.
Oh, that's why we told you then.
That's why. Yeah. We appreciate the feedback. Of course, anytime something goes wrong, you people are quick to let us know, and we appreciate that.
Yes.
Special thanks to T. Morris for the book deal and a whole bunch of love and help that he gave through the weekend. That was great. Douglas E. Welch, great company this weekend and picking up lunch today. Victor Cahiao, what you can't say enough about this guy.
Victor?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, no.
Everything from hosting us for a couple of nights to shuttling us around, getting us to the Apple Store so we could pick some prizes for this game show.
Yes.
Otherwise, we would have been giving away dead hard drives and old floppy disks.
So if you're not subscribed to the typical Mac user, go do that now.
Great guy.
Yes.
Grant Pachoco and Doug Price from the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd for letting us share their floor space with them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a great time. They did another great live show. If you're not listening to the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, you must. This is a fun, family-safe radio show. Even if you're not interested in old-time radio. This gives you a flavor of it, but it's educational. Make your kids listen.
Hey, yeah, force them. Stick the earbuds deep in their... Hey, you know what? I wouldn't even go so far. There is... Go and subscribe for the Imagination Ranger. It's
Imagination Nation Rangers.
Yeah, it's not much, and you get the you get the decoder ring and the whole thing, and you get the episodes early.
Yeah. Evo Terra for helping out with the game show, and also letting me fill his shoes for the book deal. That's going to be interesting. I'm sure I'm going to be in touch with him for more than a couple of things. Brian Ibbett from Coverville gave us a little bit of swag at the end. I didn't, speaking of which, I did not get a whole lot of swag on this trip.
Wait a minute. Brian Ibbett gave you swag?
He gave us the CD openers.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's right. Yeah, duh.
A little like, it almost looks like a letter opener for CD cases, so you don't wrestle with that stupid shrink wrap cellophane.
Yeah.
He's a great sport. And, you know, Brian, the first year we were here, we got that ID from him.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Brian Emmett from Coverville, and la-da-da-da-da, and he didn't have a clue who we were. He couldn't say Technorama. He didn't know who Chuck and Craig were. Now we're like,
hey,
old
are you
buds.
Chip and Greg? Nice to meet you guys.
This was really you might think it's an ego trip, but I think it's like we've arrived. The peer respect this year was overwhelming.
For not just us, but other people.
For everyone.
Yeah.
Now, it was very warm, very friendly. There were a lot of new faces that I didn't know.
A lot of younger faces, too. It was like we were the old school podcasters.
And
something.
It's been, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
And, ooh, and
time
we're the,
flies
we're the
when
veterans.
You're having fun, yeah.
But, you know, it was nice to carry that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may not have the most listeners, but people respected what we do.
Yeah.
And when we tried to be funny at the show and it came off, I'm happy. It's like, whew, that worked. Because in reality, you're talking to or you're listening to an IT manager and a web programmer. Now, you know, think about that.
Yeah, where's the humor there? an IT manager and a web developer walk into a bar and...
Dean Haglund was a real sport. We're not even close. Well, we're about a quarter mile from the convention center. We met him there. He was willing to walk with his girlfriend, very lovely lady, over here in the nice, warm California sun. Mm-hmm. Beautiful day, thank goodness.
Yes.
We walked over. We had great conversation on the way over. We talked about, you know, all kinds of stuff. It was like we were talking to an old friend.
Yep, it was cool.
And we did the interview, turned around, walked back. It was a great time. We thank him very much for that. Darusha Wayam for all the great conversation and
insight. I cannot
insight.
Say enough about Darusha because every time we turned around, she was hanging out with us, and it was loads of fun to talk to her.
Interestingly enough, when we were up till 3 a.m. that one night with Steve Holden and Darusha, it was this nice yin-yang thing going on.
Oh, no.
Darusha says, by the way, I really don't care for the interviews. I listen to you guys to make me laugh.
Yeah.
And Steve said, I like the interviews.
Yeah.
So we're curious what people think. I know you can't please all the people all the time. And do you like the interviews and the specials like the Mackinac Bridge thing that just came out today as we record this?
Yeah.
And who knows when you're listening to it. But do you like that stuff or do you skip right over it? If there's enough people listening and enough interest, we will keep doing them. We love talking to the Grant Imaharas and the Dr. Ballards and the, you know, the local people, the Dean Haglunds of the world. That's a lot of fun. But if you're not listening, there's really not a lot of point in us doing it.
Well, Mark Shepard already voted. He said he likes it.
Oh, excellent. And Mark counts.
So that's two against
one. If it's a weighted vote, Mark's vote. No, yeah. I'm, who counts more? Hey, Mark's in the chat room. He counts more.
Yeah.
Show up in the chat room, Darusha, and make your voice known. Doug Kress from Slice of Trivia. Active participant on Slice of Sci-Fi. He's talking about getting a podcast going himself. Great conversation with him. Do we have much to thank him for otherwise?
I don't know.
Just a lot of good company. He always seemed to be in the right place at the right time.
And he was, yep.
And Jeffrey Willerith, of course, the one of the main three of Farpoint Media.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to meet him. He was very nice.
There are some things possibly brewing in the background. Again, to you, the listener, means absolutely nothing. But for us, it may mean... Now, keep in mind, we are part of Farpoint Media. We've changed over to Podango. The reason you have not been hearing ads, one of the reasons we joined Farpoint was the potential to make some money.
A little bit, yeah.
To keep the studio fresh and you know, to refresh technology, offset some of the costs. But as you've noticed, since we did that at the beginning of the year, we have not had any ad insertions.
And, or the little IDs for Farpoint Media.
Oh, yeah. Farpoint Media.
Boonga, 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 boonga.
You haven't heard those because technically a lot of that stuff seemed broke, which is one of the reasons why we made this deal with Podango. Now there's the possibility of dropping in ads, putting the tags back on, and assembling this back together.
Not that we're going to inundate you with tons of them.
No.
Yeah, it's nothing like that.
Mike Menengay's viewpoint on advertising is 30 seconds or less. The shorter, the better. You may hear an ad for GM. That's 10 seconds. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
This show proudly brought to you by General Motors. You know,
not
like,
really.
Like the Onion Radio used
Wait a minute.
To do this.
How much did that cost them?
I mean, the Onion Radio news is 60 seconds. They had, what, a 3-second Acura ad in there or Lexus or something?
Dewar Scotch or something like that.
Dewar Scotch, yeah. And that's what we're looking at. drink. If those of you who remember Guzzler's Gin, I'm sorry, Red Skelton, an old sketch he did,
mm-hmm.
comes back. The Guzzler's Gin. Oh. We had to take the samples, and he was getting more and more drunk as he was filming the commercial. Drink Guzzler's Gin.
Yeah.
You know what? It's smooth.
You know, there's two people in the world that played a great drunk person. That was Red Skelton and Don Knotts.
Don Knotts did a drunk person.
Yeah, when he was on Andy Griffith, whenever he accidentally got drunk or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Andy, I'm
Barney, I think you had a snootful there.
Go talk to Otis. And finally, last but not least, on our list anyway, and I apologize if we forgot anybody, it has been a busy weekend, Martin McKay for shuttling us around.
Yes, thank you, Martin.
And just taking care of us while we were in the San Francisco area. I really appreciate
showing us the ropes, keeping us in the bad spots.
So, that's a long show. I know it's been a long recap. Yeah, it did add up quick. Last time I looked, it was 30 minutes going, we can do a couple more minutes. But apparently this thank you list took a long time. We appreciate you sticking with us, and... if you want to get in touch with us, have any comments about any of this, it's 206-222-2428. That's 206-222-CHAT, for those of you who can spell. Or you can email us at technorama@chuckchat.com. We look forward to your feedback. We look forward to getting back to the regular show. I'll drop in the music later.
Okay.
You just do that. What do we usually do? I don't have any show notes in front of me.
Thank you to freenode.net for providing the chat room at freeirc.freenode.net.
Ustream.tv for doing the live stream of video.
And be sure to go check out our webcam at chuckchat.com/webcam. Sometimes I turn mine on during the day, sometimes turn it off. But Sunday nights, come there, check out the chat room. It's lots of fun.
Look forward to seeing all of the stuff we've gathered from this week, from the pistachio farm to the... Computer History Museum.
I think we got enough podcast material for the next year.
Live show. Yeah, I think we do. It's going to be a long one. We had a lot of fun with the Friends in Tech. We miss those who couldn't be here. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. Find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with all the great audio content at farpointmedia.net. There. Oh, I can do that part by heart now.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Yeah. If you're getting this show the old-fashioned way by listening to it on the website...
Well, some things he can do, but I'm not.
Hey, my brain just needs defragging, all right? One part of that sentence was over on one side.
Got a bad cluster there.
Ask us how you can get this show automatically delivered to you for free. That's a good way to do it is use iTunes and subscribe.
Yeah.
It is a free thing. We'll get it automatic. When we put something up, you get it. If you don't know how, send us an email, technorama@chuckchat.com. We'll be happy to explain it to you. Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama.
And?
A binary high five.
101.
We've been seeing a lot of those around California.
And 404s.
Till next time. Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.